This week, Honolulu will join cities including Boston, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., offering the use of a bike for a quick trip of 45 minutes or less for a fee. Bike Share Hawaii opens its Biki stations on Wednesday in locations in the city core. The idea is to bring a bike share program to Hawaii. It has taken a few years to officially launch, and the programs across the country are fairly young, all since 2010. Some Honolulu residents are excited at the prospect. Others, including urban planner and community organizer Wyatt Gordon, are less so. He's critical of Biki's pricing, and he joins us now. Hi there. Welcome.
Thank you for having me today.
So what about a $15 a month fee is unaffordable?
So first off, I just want to say I'm a huge supporter of Bike Share, and I think it's going to be great for the city. But I want to be sure that Bike Share's benefits go to all people who live in Honolulu, as opposed to just tourists and well-heeled residents. So if you think about $15 a month, that doesn't sound like a lot. But if you add that up over the course of a year, that's $180 to use a bike. And for half that, you could own your own bike. And I think most local people just aren't going to use it if that's the price they're set. Especially because on the mainland, average prices are half that, about $85 on average.
Are those the same kinds of programs that we have? I mean, are you really comparing apples to apples when you've got some programs like the cities that we just talked about? Can't imagine getting a bike in the dead of winter. But here, because we have such beautiful weather year-round, it has to operate full year-round.
Yeah, so operating year-round actually increases the profits, which is why Bike Share Hawaii is expected to be one of the most profitable bike share systems in the world, which is a further reason why I think that they can afford to offer locals a good deal and repay the $2 million in public money that went to the system, $1 million from the city and county of Hawaii, of Honolulu, and $1 million from the State Department of Health.
Were you ever involved in any of this as this was ramping up, and you're a community organizer? Did you get involved?
Yeah, I actually volunteered for Bike Share Hawaii for 9 months, and I did a lot of the community outreach, and that's why I'm such a huge supporter of Bike Share. But because it's so close to my heart, I just really want to see it succeed. And in Hawaii, I feel like the problem is if you do something wrong the very first time, then people will never forget it. So I really want them to just do this right and think about the community and make sure that this is a bike share system that all people can enjoy.
You mentioned the fact that they're going to be making some profits year-round, but won't that also go into expansion and need to be able to maintain all of these bikes because they are operating year-round in ways that some of those other cities are only operating, you know, part of the year when it's nice?
Exactly, and cities across the country do use their profits towards expanding, as Bike Share Hawaii will, but cities across the country also offer way better deals to their locals. Bike Share Hawaii is going to be the most expensive system in the world. And the average for the mainland for, when we're comparing apples to apples, unlimited 30-minute rides is only $85 in most mainland cities. And for Hawaii, that'll come out to $180 with this $15 monthly pass. So I don't understand why Bike Share Hawaii has more than doubled the price for our people, especially if you think that Honolulu ranks 107th out of 113th in terms of purchasing power. So that means that a dollar here in Honolulu doesn't go as far as it does in the other cities you mentioned. So here, I feel like there's even more of a moral imperative for Bike Share to get this right and to price it so that local people can use it.
A lot of people might disagree with you that a dollar doesn't go farther in places like San Francisco, because that's a pretty expensive city to live in as well.
Hawaii is actually worse than San Francisco in terms of purchasing power. It is 107th out of 113 cities in the country.
For people who are on a lower economic scale, the idea of having it subsidized in some way and bringing in industry, that's also an idea that we understand that Bike Share Hawaii is entertaining and actively trying to pursue.
As of what I've seen from the pricing information that they've released, I've seen nothing for low-income people, which stands in stark contrast with other bike share systems on the mainland. For example, Boston, New York City, the Bay Area, and Chicago all offer $5 annual passes for low-income residents. And the Washington, D.C. metro area actually gives out memberships for free to low-income individuals.
Because this is such a new industry, and you're talking about, you know, people who are finding their way in a lot of ways to make this work in individual cities, not necessarily just co-opting somebody's model and then trying to replicate it, because we're looking at very, very different cities. Is there something that you see that hasn't yet been discussed at all in any of these cities that you think that bike share is missing?
No, I think a lot of the models that we've seen on the mainland are tried and true. I mean, these cities are extremely effective, and around the world, most cities operate on a pass option. So you can purchase either a daily, weekly, monthly, or annual pass, with the daily, weekly, and monthly passes being more expensive in order to subsidize a more affordable annual pass. Because really only local people are going to buy an annual pass. If you're only here for a week, then you only use it for a few days or what. So tourists who are visiting here can afford to pay more into our system and make it cheaper for those who actually live here to enjoy the amenities of bike share, like greater mobility or having a greener way to get around the city.
I don't think anybody would give you an argument with that, because that's the whole point of having a bike share program. You're looking at a tiered fee structure that would allow tourists and short-term users to pay more than those who would be using it ongoing and need to have it. So what would be a fair thing that you think for Hawaii, given some of the research that you have seen?
So in my article on Civil Beat, Honolulu residents get a raw deal on bike share. I refer to the DPP organizational study. So this was done by Nelson Nygaard and released by the Department of Planning and Permitting from the city. And that suggests a $75 annual pass. And this was further corroborated by a pricing study that was commissioned by BikeShare Hawaii from the University of Hawaii Manoa, the Department of Urban and Regional Planning.
So you're trying to contend that they're making profits that they don't have a right to?
I'm trying to contend that this is in their best interest to offer locals a good deal, because if locals aren't supporting and using the system, then they don't have any allies. We already know that people are really upset in terms of there are going to be bikers out on the streets that are oblivious to our traffic laws, or there might be ADA compliance issues with some of the stations. There's the loss of parking. So a lot of residents are already upset, and they don't know the benefits that bike share may bring them. And I think if bike share wants to be strategic, then they would lower their prices for locals, because they're going to need those allies. If locals aren't using the system and supporting its existence, then the city council or the state legislature could easily seek to cripple Beaky by passing a mandatory helmet law. And a mandatory helmet law actually killed the bike share system in Seattle just this year.
Well, we'll find out more when we talk to them tomorrow. Thanks very much for coming in.
Thank you very much for having me.
Wyatt Gordon is an urban planner, community organizer, and a 2017 German Chancellor Fellow. As treasurer of the Mekulli Mo'ili'ili Neighborhood Board, he'd like to see greater opportunities for the public to shape a more sustainable, livable, and creative city future. Tomorrow, we'll hear what BikeShare Hawaii CEO Lori McCarney has to say.